Come in and have a seat. So it's been 2 weeks since our last session. How have things been? I see. Very good. That sounds like progress. And are you still feeling the need for obsessive and chronic masturbation? I see. Well, that is something we will keep working on. I can see real improvement in your honesty about it. And why is it that you shouldn't masturbate? That's right. Your tiny little cock can't please a woman. You have no business getting any pleasure from it either. I'm so glad you've come to accept your situation. And did you do what we talked about? Adding something to your online dating profiles to let women know about your shortcomings? Well, that is something we can work on. It is really not fair to surprise them with something like that. Women expect a certain level of performance, which you just aren't capable of providing. But you are making very good progress. We'll take this one step at a time. Okay, you know what to do. Get undressed and present yourself. Yes, you have to. It's all a part of you getting better. I know, it feels embarrassing. But you need to get used to that feeling. It's all a part of your treatment. Chronic masturbators and boys with little pee-pee should feel embarrassed. Stand up straight. Legs open. Hands behind your back. Good boy. The cage looks just a little loose. I think we may need to step down to a slightly smaller size. No signs of chafing or redness. Balls are fairly swollen. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much does it hurt when I squeeze? And now? And now? Good. You seem to be adjusting well to your chastity. How much longer? I'm not sure I understand. I'm sorry if this wasn't clear to you. Chronic masturbation is a fairly serious diagnosis. It's not something that goes away. We can't cure it. We can only treat it. So chastity is considered a permanent treatment. Yes, that is true. But you have two diagnoses. The compulsion we can treat by limiting your sex drive completely. In some cases, behavioral therapy can also help with the obsession. There's no point in doing that, in cases like yours. In the case of chronic masturbation, unfortunately, the only treatment we have available is chastity, and sessions like ours. No. Things down there look like they're proceeding just fine. Any issues over the past 2 weeks? Good. It seems like hygiene isn't an issue for you. Good. Okay. Please get on the inspection table. That's right. Ankles up in the stirrups. Okay. Scooch down a little. There. Perfect. Now I'm going to unlock your cage. Hold still. Very good. I can see it's responding already. Hand out. Good. No. No touching yet. You know better. Hold still. Okay. Now look up at me. Look into my eyes. You may start touching yourself. Patient 6521. Supervised masturbation session 7. Diagnosis chronic masturbation. Patient is responsive. Time to erection 12 seconds. There we go. Stroke yourself for me. Nice and slow. Start at the base and slowly squeeze and slide your hand all the way up. There you go. And back down. I can see this isn't going to work very well. You really aren't big enough to even fuck your own hand. Let's see. How about this? Maybe just use 2 fingers. That's right. Just run your fingertips up and down along the underside. Slowly. Slowly. Slower. I know you want to go faster, but we're going to make this last. Slower. And stop. Hands off. So interesting. Hold on a second. Okay. This time I need you to stroke yourself with your fingers, just like before, and get yourself right to the edge. I'm going to watch you, so I want you to look at me as you touch yourself. That's it. Show me what a pathetic little masturbator you are. Rub that tiny little cock. Much better. Stroke it nice and slow for me. Faster. Faster. That's it. See how much harder it is getting. Throbbing. Twitching. Faster. Faster. Don't you dare come. No stopping. No coming. Faster. Faster. And stop. Oh, it looks so sad now, doesn't it? Hands off. No touching. No. I said hands off. Do I need to restrain you? I know this is challenging. But you are doing great. Just do as you're told, and we'll get through this together. Now go ahead. Start rubbing for me again. That's it. Keep touching, but no coming. That's it. Rub just under the head. Small little circles with your fingertip. Tease it for me. Good little masturbator. You don't need to say anything. Just feel it throb and ache. Feel your balls get more and more full. I know they ache, poor baby. But don't worry, we're gonna take care of that. Are you getting close? Do you need to stop? Faster now. Faster. Get closer and closer. Slower. Slower. Tease it more. Oh, poor baby. I know you want to come. Not yet. Just keep touching for me. and stop. A close one? Were you all ready to explode? Oh, it really is kind of cute, especially when it's twitching and throbbing. I need to take some measurements now. Hold still. Well, look at that. You are a quarter inch longer than last time. It still puts you in the bottom 10% for all men, but at least it is some improvement. It is so interesting. Your little cock twitches whenever I mention how small it is. Teeny, tiny little penis. See? Little baby cock. I think it likes it. Oh, your cheeks are so red. Is that embarrassing? Oh, poor thing. Okay, time to start again. Wait 1 second. This tiny little thing seems to have sprung a leak. It almost looks like it's crying. Now open up your mouth. You know where this goes. Good boy. Lick my finger. Okay. Last one. Start stroking. Good. Good. Nice and slow. Let the feeling build. Can you feel it? That orgasm starting deep inside of you. Tease yourself. Look at me. Look at me watching you. Supervising you. This time you're going to keep going until you can't stop yourself from coming. When you can't stop, I want you to say, "Help me." And I'm going to take hold of your wrists and pull your hands away. Understand? Good. That's it. Keep rubbing. Masturbate for me like a good boy. Rub that tiny little thing. Faster. Faster. That's it. That's it. Help you. I've got you. I'm helping you. Feel it twitch and throb and leak. Oh. So much cum just leaking out, dribbling down your cock. Such a nice little puddle on your tummy. Look at that. This little thing, it keeps pumping, trying to come more. That should help with your balls feeling so full. Oh, I know. It's not really an orgasm. I mean, it is just a little one. I know. It is frustrating. Aw, no, I'm sorry. No more touching until next time. Worse than last time? Why's that? I'll make sure to put that in your file. Oh, honey, don't cry. It's all gonna be okay. But we do need to clean you up a bit. Let me just use this paper towel to wipe up all that mess that you made. There, nice and clean. And do you remember where that paper towel goes? Oh, yes, you do. Don't shake your head. Open up wide. There we go. No, stop making that face. It's just cum. Are you going to make me tape your mouth again? Don't you dare spit that out. There. Now suck on that paper towel until it's all cleaned up. Now sit still while I put your cage back on. Let's see. This one looks like a better fit. It is just a little smaller. Okay, all secured. You can get up. What are you doing? Getting dressed and peeling the... We're not done yet. Go sit in that chair. I want to make sure you feel the full effect of the treatment. You need to sit still for the next 15 minutes. I want you to sit on your hands. Keep that tape on your mouth. And think about how you can be a better patient and accept your treatment. When the timer goes off, you can get dressed. And then please see Stephanie in reception to schedule your next appointment. I'll see you in 2 weeks.